the governor says he wants some assurances from the insurance companies that, in fact, this is going to provide some reduction in rates, or at least hold rates at premiums level.
Yeah, so I have met with leadership from the major insurance company, health insurance companies, and they are confident that they will be in the market. The one caveat is unless the federal government does something unforeseen, and that's the part that they don't know and we don't know, but reinsurance is an important part to ensure stability in the present market. Without reinsurance being done in March, the chances of them being here are reduced dramatically. And so that's why we need to get it done in March. They determine their rates in early April for 2018. So that's why we're moving forward. The whole market fell apart as a result of the Affordable Care Act and MinSure, and now we're trying to stabilize it as we move forward with reforms moving forward. I mentioned early on that this isn't just this bill, it's a number of bills that we're going to be doing and a number of reforms that we'll be looking at to continue to move back towards a market that's viable.
And what's the rationale for using the rainy day reserves for part of this bill?
So the way the Senate version is, the first $200 million comes out of the Health Care Access Fund. Commerce Commissioner says that he thinks that we can get $100 million from the federal government. We have to request that. I believe Alaska already has done that. And so they give us assurances that we can do that. But when we build our budget, we can't use that money unless it's 100% guaranteed that we're going to get it. So coming from the reserve fund only happens if the federal government does not follow through, and that's in somewhere in mid-2018. So we feel like we have ample time to request the money based on the information from our Commerce Commissioner that he also thinks we can get the money. I feel confident that it will never leave the reserves. We just have to have that as a budget number.
Can we get assurances from the insurance companies or the HMOs that, in fact, the rates are going to only go up a certain amount or cap it or something like that?
Well, the problem is that market has been shrinking, and a percentage of that's been growing is unhealthy in comparison to the whole market. So it's difficult for them to predict the exact rates other than the fact that reinsurance will make those rates substantially lower. I believe, you'd have to confirm this with Senator Dames, but I believe it was up to about 23% less premium than what it normally would have been.
But you're not going to ask them for specific assurances and everything. That's what the governor wants.
Well, we are. I am asking, and they're saying as much as we can, not knowing what the federal government's going to do. That's the part that none of us know. We don't know if the federal government is going to give us less money for our health and human services budget. We've heard numbers $1 billion less, we don't know. And so they're in the same predicament because the federal government has not yet unraveled Obamacare the way, so we don't know what it's going to be. And so that's why we know we have to move forward and stabilize our market, waiting for whatever the federal government's going to do.